fresh economic news this morning, and it ain't bad.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Bill Radke. Good morning. For 20 straight weeks now, we have been telling you that continuing jobless claims have risen to another record high. This week, you get a break. The government tells us this morning the number of people drawing unemployment benefits fell slightly last week. Not only that, brand new jobless claims declined a little. Not saying all is well. There are 6.7 million Americans on unemployment, but it's a glimmer. Losing a job is one reason people declare bankruptcy in this country, but it is not the biggest reason. A report in today's American Journal of Medicine says 60% of personal bankruptcies are triggered by medical bills. Tamara Keith has our story.
The share of bankruptcies that could be blamed on medical bills rose by 50% from 2001 to 2007. But here's the amazing thing. 75% of those bankruptcies hit people covered by health insurance who were still overwhelmed by medical debts. The research comes from Harvard Law School, Harvard Medical School, and Ohio University. Researchers say most medical debtors were well-educated, owned homes, and had middle-class jobs. The results are based on a survey of families who filed for bankruptcy in early 2007. Multiple sclerosis caused the highest out-of-pocket costs, followed by diabetes, injuries, mental illness, and heart disease. Of course, serious medical problems can also lead to a loss of income due to missed work. In Washington, I'm Tamara Keith for Marketplace.
European banks are keeping it low. The Bank of England this morning decided to hold its key interest rate at the historically low, low price of 0.5%. The European Central Bank kept its rates at 1%. Mortgage interest rates in the U.S. have charged up over the past couple of weeks. That is putting a chill on the home refinancing boom. Reporter Jeff Tyler tells us what's going on and what might happen next.
Mortgage rates are closely tied to U.S. Treasury bonds. Investors worried about the ballooning federal deficit are shying away from buying the government's debt. The Federal Reserve has been pumping money into T-bills to keep rates down. But that may not be enough to bring mortgage rates back to the historic lows seen in March. Gus Fauché is director of macroeconomics at MoodysEconomy.com.
We may return to those lows briefly, depending on what the Fed does, but I think over the long run, mortgage rates will be moving higher.
Some consumers considering refinancing are betting that the upward trend is temporary. Jim Pear is incoming president of the National Association of Mortgage Brokers.
They're going to wait a little bit longer to refi, hoping that rates will come back down a little bit.
At the same time, new rules for people purchasing a home are also putting a damper on the mortgage business. Pear says stricter credit and income requirements are keeping a lot of people out of the housing market. I'm Jeff Tyler for Marketplace.
Another nice dash of economic news this morning. Productivity was stronger than the government thought it was in the first quarter. The Labor Department has revised that number and now says productivity rose at its fastest rate since the third quarter of 2008. International stock markets are headed in slightly different directions. European stock markets are mixed. Asian markets went down about 0.5%. Crude oil has come down a little to about $67 a barrel. Yesterday, the S&P 500 backed up 1.4%. The Dow Industrials were better off, losing 0.75% or 65 points and closing at 8,675. You know that life is not good for retailers right now. Here's more evidence this morning. Costco, Hot Topic, and Stage stores are all reporting bigger sales drops in May, even than analysts expected. One retailer that beat expectations, and yes, I'm middle-aged here, but it's something called the buckle.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by LendingTree, where you can choose up to four customized loan offers. 1-800-555-TREE. When banks compete, you win. And by Reuters, offering breaking news, exclusive stories, and insights that impact today's financial markets. More at newsfirst.reuters.com.
20 years ago today, Chinese soldiers fired on their own citizens near Tiananmen Square. The whole world knows about those events. But inside China, you're going to have a hard time finding it on the internet. That information cutoff is a major challenge to American.com firms as they try to profit from the world's largest internet population. From Shanghai, Marketplace's Scott Tong reports.
Try to Flickr your photos or Twitter your blog in China today, and you come to this digital destination, page load error. China's net police have cut off access to these sites, plus MySpace, Wikipedia, and YouTube. It's the digital equivalent of the real-life fence that went up around Tiananmen Square last night. Common wisdom says Beijing wants to keep out any inflammatory videos or commentary that might stir up the masses on this 20th anniversary. For U.S.com firms, it all makes for virtual indigestion. David Wolf heads a corporate advisory in Beijing.
It's sort of the cost of doing business here, the price that you pay for access to, you know, hundreds of millions of eyeballs.
And the cost is high, since the American firms, by and large, are losing to Chinese competitors. The Chinese sites steer clear of the censors by filtering out touchy content. Wolf thinks the Americans need to play by the same rules to win here.
Or you can call it in-house editors, you can call it self-censorship, you can call it whatever you want. If you don't want to make those compromises, don't come to China.
But opponents of those compromises say the American firms should defend free speech around the world. Beijing will likely unblock sites like YouTube and Twitter in the next couple of days, at least until the next anniversary. In Shanghai, I'm Scott Tong for Marketplace.
In the Chrysler bankruptcy court today, it's auto executives versus dealers. The judge will hear testimony from both. Chrysler executives say they have no choice. They have got to get leaner, and that means terminating agreements with almost 800 dealers. The dealers say they want to know why they should lose their livelihoods because of the executives' failures. In Los Angeles, I'm Bill Radke. I hope you'll spend some time with us online at marketplace.org. There, you can watch as a charming Irishman explains this financial mess with a magic marker and a whiteboard. Thank you for tuning in. I hope you have a great Thursday.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.